Exclusive Wilcox, How Soros Money, Radical DAs Are Killing Our Cities. By Dale Wilcox on March 18, 2021. Proving that even a broken clock is right twice a day. It turns out the establishment media was right about that whole interference in our elections thing. There is indeed a lot of it, but not necessarily from where the media told us. Not only does it threaten the integrity of our elections, but it is likely to get innocent people killed. This particular election interference comes not from the Kremlin, but from the ample bank account of billionaire investor George Soros. Like a Bond villain stroking a white cat, Soros has big plans for America and the world. He has become a household name in political circles, thanks to his lavish underwriting of numerous left-wing political causes and candidates. On the other side of the Atlantic, Soros is notorious for alleged currency manipulation. His efforts to defeat the Brexit movement and his considerable influence on the European Union. More recently, Soros, a native of Hungary and now a naturalized U.S. citizen, has found a cause that would make Ernst Blofeld envious. Pump millions of dollars into the campaigns of radical leftist district attorney candidates in large cities throughout the country. Once elected, they can wreak havoc on the country in innumerable ways. The plan has been a fiendish success, as hand-picked candidates have ascended to power throughout the land. My organization, the Immigration Reform Law Institute, IRLI, recently conducted an investigation into several Soros-funded DAs. The results, from both the amount of funding Soros provided and the way those DAs are shielding illegal aliens charged with violent crimes from deportation, are disturbing to say the least. Larry Krasner was elected District Attorney of Philadelphia in 2017 and received nearly $1.7 million in support from Soros via an Independent Political Action Committee, PAC, Philadelphia Justice and Public Safety, that aired pro-Krasner television ads which helped him win the Democratic primary. Upon assuming office, Krasner immediately created the new position of Immigration Counsel and hired longtime associate Caleb Arnold, a former immigration attorney. Arnold consulted on approximately 300 cases in the first year with the goal of reaching immigration-neutral outcomes. Arnold advises prosecutors in cases where the defendant is a non-citizen. Of the roughly 300 cases, 120 were recommended to be changed to plea agreements. Arnold has also published a sanctuary policy while in office. Early's investigation exclusively learned that Arnold has consulted with non-citizen defendants who have been charged with rape, murder, rape of a child, forcible rape, sexual assault, unlawful contact of a minor, attempted murder, among other crimes. Initially, Philadelphia tried to conceal these charges from Early, but the State Appeals Board overruled Philadelphia and allowed Early to obtain and disclose this information to the public. Krasner's actions as district attorney are consistent with what has become a clear anti-borders position at the highest levels of Philadelphia city government. Mayor Jim Kenney received national attention and criticism in June 2018 when a video surfaced of him dancing in celebration when a court ruled in favor of the city's sanctuary policy to shield criminal aliens from deportation. Kimberly Fox of Cook County, Illinois, is another Soros-funded district attorney in the investigation. Illinois State Board of Elections records show Soros donated over $400,000 into the Illinois Safety and Justice PAC in 2016. Fox was the only candidate they supported that year. Like Krasner, Fox hired a legal advisor who works to ensure that non-citizen defendants do not face unnecessary immigration consequences, particularly for misdemeanor and low-level offenses, per a Cook County attorney statement on July 11, 2019. This means lowering charges for non-citizen defendants in order for them to avoid apprehension and deportation by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Predictably, the Soros initiative gets mostly glowing praise from the media because it claims to seek racial equity and social justice in the legal system, hitching itself to the movement that sprung up in the wake of George Floyd's death last summer. Given the track records of Krasner, Fox and other DAs put in office by Soros, however, it isn't hard to see the true motives. They include a breakdown of law and order in general, and a contempt for federal immigration laws. There are those who may say that all of this is just high-level political squabbling that has no consequences in their own lives. That assumption would be wrong. The result of this grand plan is more dangerous communities and more violent criminals on the streets. Those shielded from ICE by these district attorneys should be given a one-way plane ticket back to their country of origin. Instead, they will stay here to clog up our legal system. And too many will return to society thanks to a concurrent agenda to reduce the prison population. One only needs to look at emergence of angel families, whose loved ones' lives were taken by foreign nationals who had no legal right to be in the country. It is a group that no one wants to be a part of, yet whose membership will continue to grow thanks in part to these reckless, agenda-driven district attorneys. For the integrity of our elections and the safety of our communities, this toxic initiative must be called out and stopped. Daylell Wilcox is Executive Director and General Counsel at the Immigration Reform Law Institute, a public interest law firm working to defend the rights and interests of the American people from the negative effects of mass migration.